Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bob Surratt.
That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
Thank you very much. 6:38, time to check in with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Dr. Most, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, I want to know if I should be worried about this headline this morning. A new COVID-19 variant has been identified and confirmed by Stanford Healthcare out there in Northern California. What do we know about this? Probably not much yet, right?
Yeah, we don't know a lot yet. You know, it's an Indian variant, and like we've been saying, we're going to see variants over and over and over again because this virus has just had this opportunity to mutate. And those that mutate and survive usually appear to be more contagious. So our big concern now is going to be, once we've identified that variant, are we seeing it in anyone who has been fully vaccinated? In other words, it's not protecting against the variant. So that's going to be the thing we're watching now. Anybody identified with the variant, they're going to be questioned as to whether or not they were vaccinated.
The vaccine makers are testing versions of their various vaccines that protect against these new viruses, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you look at Pfizer, you know, very promising. You know, word came out last week that at 6 months, they're still 91% positive or effective. And when you think about that, a lot of the vaccines, when they were tested, were tested before variants, but they're continuing to study those 46,000 in the case of Pfizer plus 30,000 in the case of Moderna, even going on. So they're still watching those people in the clinical trial. And for them to show continued effectiveness is really great because now they are getting exposed to the variants.
We know now from reports that the ongoing trials show that the Pfizer vaccine remains highly effective after at least 6 months. What about Moderna and Johnson & Johnson? And also, is it possible that once we know more, the next story will be they're effective for a year or more?
Yeah, that's actually what we're waiting for. We expect to hear from Moderna either this week or next week as far as their effective rate. Moderna and Pfizer were kind of neck and neck, if you remember, as far as getting their vaccine out. Johnson & Johnson lagged a little bit, so they won't have six-month data yet. But really, when you look at the effectiveness of the Pfizer, a lot of people are now saying, boy, are we going to get long-term? In other words, we're not going to need another vaccine for a while unless the variants really spike and we see a change, which should be really encouraging. 6 months is great. That normally would get us through a normal influenza season, but we know this virus lingered with us through the summer. So if we can get to a 12-month period and still have a highly effective rate, that's going to be extremely encouraging and make it much more manageable going forward.
We've been told that after you get the vaccine, especially after the second shot, you'll experience some side effects probably, but that's a good thing because it means your immune system is working. So now people are freaked out if they don't have any side effects after the second dose, but they shouldn't worry about that, should they?
No, they shouldn't. It is kind of interesting. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't have side effects and I'm upset. But no, we have to understand that the side effect profile, when you looked at the original study, they had those side effect profiles of 20%, 25%, 30%, creeping up a little bit after the second shot. But we have to remember, there's 80% of people who didn't get any side effects, and yet we know that they shared protection. So really, don't be concerned if you don't get a side effect, but know if you do, it's going to last a couple of days, and some ibuprofen, some Tylenol will probably help you get through those days of discomfort.
Are side effects any indication of whether or not you already had COVID-19?
Well, we know that people that have COVID-19 and get the vaccine are getting a 10-time antibody response. And when you do that, you know you're going to get a much bigger inflammatory response as well. So very possible that someone that has had COVID, gotten the vaccine, they may have higher side effects. But again, short-lived and much better than the illness.
These days, whenever somebody coughs or sneezes, people get very nervous. And it's getting to be the season, though, for allergies and hay fever about now, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, just look out in your yards right now, and this week will be a big week. You know, trees are popping, so pollen counts are really high. I have allergic symptoms. You can probably hear that. It's all from tree allergies and tree pollen right now. So we will start to see that. Don't be concerned if someone is sneezing and coughing next to you. Chances are it's, you know, we have a saying in medicine, when you hear hoofbeats, you think of horses, not zebras. So it's the same thing here. You know, when you hear, when you see the pollen and you see people with allergic reactions, I wouldn't get overly concerned that they have COVID.
Yeah, I hate it this time of year because my wife has allergies. And so now we have to have the windows closed and the house sealed up again. But I guess if you're sensitive to those kinds of things, you got to do that, don't you?
You really do. I mean, having purifiers in the air is fine as well, or in the house as well. It's unfortunate because a lot of people want to have their homes open right now with 75 degrees just to kind of quote-unquote air out the house.
Yeah.
Plus, a lot of people will think, boy, if we're going to have anybody over, it's much safer as the air circulates more, similar to what we saw yesterday at Easter. A lot of celebrations outdoors, which is great to see that we've learned a little bit there.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, with us as he is every Monday at this time. I imagine, Doc, a lot of people probably last week were asking you if it was safe to go to church again, right?
Yeah, they were. A lot of people were concerned about Easter gatherings, whether it be family gatherings or also going to church services as well. So, you know, and the answer to that was pretty simple. You know, churches right now are trying to do as much physical distancing as they possibly can and requiring masks, which is great, because we were concerned about church and services early on in the pandemic where, you know, people would be singing and talking loud, and that was a concern about spreading the virus. But now, with the vaccination rates getting where they are, physical distancing and masking, I think many were able to go to services this weekend.
Nice email from Karen. She says a family member is a nurse, fully vaccinated, but still around COVID daily. What is your opinion regarding being around her?
We have to remember that Karen, who or whichever one is vaccinated, is protected herself. The part that we aren't 100% clear on yet is, could that individual still be an asymptomatic carrier and spread it to others? So wearing a mask is why we're still asking people to wear a mask after being fully vaccinated. We're really starting to look at data that looks like, boy, we have enough antibodies made that that may not be the case, that actually once you are fully vaccinated, you may not be a carrier. But we're going to probably have more of that data within the next month, which would be extremely reassuring to all of those who are vaccinated when they start to see loved ones that they know that they could not give it to back to their family.
Yeah, it's a novel virus, and the vaccines haven't been around that long. So we're going to be learning more about this as the months go on, because we haven't had time to study this. Have we?
Oh, Bob, it's amazing. When you think about a year ago at this time, what were we doing to treat and identify? If you remember, when we first started here at Northwestern, we were able to do, I want to say, 50 or 100 COVID tests a day. Now we can do 10,000 a day. Hmm. We learned how to treat patients. We learn what medications work and what medications don't work. You know, so much has changed throughout the illness portion. And then, you know, in December, we got to the vaccine portion now, and we're learning even more. So amazing science around the world, amazing scientific sharing, which has really allowed us to curtail this as quickly as we did. I mean, millions and millions of deaths, unfortunately, but boy, this could have been a lot worse had we not really had science wrapped around us and really put some things in place quickly.
We had Dr. Fauci on the show with us here a couple months ago, and I really get annoyed with people who pull out some old audio clip of Dr. Fauci saying something, you know, 8 months ago, and then using that as an example of why he is off base. But it changes, doesn't it? I mean, you know, what we thought a year ago is not what we think today.
Oh, 100%. If you remember in the spring last year about this time, we were concerned about ventilators. And boy, are we going to have enough ventilators? And we took over factories to make more ventilators. Now it's unusual to have a COVID patient on a ventilator because we found better ways to oxygenate those patients. So, you know, it is unfortunate. Dr. Fauci is absolutely brilliant, and he was acting on the data that he had at the time. You talk about a guy who's trying to change the tires of a car while it's still moving.
Right.
I mean, that was him, and he did a phenomenal job and should be applauded and never second-guessed.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that. We're getting this question a lot now that the weather is warming up. If I'm vaccinated, do I need to wear my mask when walking a path outside? And I see people out exercising, and if they're by themselves, there's no reason to wear a mask. The mask does make it harder to work out.
100%. You know, if you've been fully vaccinated, and actually people who haven't been fully vaccinated, well, you're outside and you're not going to be around anybody, go ahead and take the mask off. I mean, who are you going to infect if there's nobody within 10 feet of you? So get your oxygenation levels up, allow you to work out probably a little bit harder. And if you're walking with others, you know, try to keep your distance. And again, you have movement plus wind that is really protecting you. So I wouldn't be overly concerned. And hopefully we'll get to a point where we don't need those at all.
Let's get to a couple of texts here. Please ask Dr. Most if it is safe for a person to get the vaccine if they have allergies to medicines such as to sulfa drugs.
Yes, that's fine. You know, people who have high impact allergies, like peanut allergies and things like that, where they need to carry an EpiPen, we're going to ask those individuals to get vaccinated in a hospital-based setting. But if you're allergic to penicillin or sulfa or any of the other antibiotics, do not worry. It is not interacting with that, and you're fine to be vaccinated and should be vaccinated.
Let's see. Question for Dr. Most. Once our son and daughter-in-law are fully vaccinated, is it safe to gather with their baby that is a couple of months old and no one has had the COVID tests?
Well, grandparents and the kids are all fully vaccinated, they can meet together without masks and without even distancing because the vaccine is protecting them. Now, as far as the baby, it kind of depends on the vaccine time and the mother. We know that if mothers during their pregnancy were vaccinated, they're actually sharing those antibodies if they did breastfeeding with the newborn. So I would say, hey, be careful around the newborn, but certainly you can be around anybody who's fully vaccinated now.
We're getting this question a lot. Can I get my shingle shot close to the time I get a COVID vaccine?
No, we're going to ask you to spread those out right now. So, you know, play the game here. Figure out which shots you're going to be able to. If you're going to be able to get the COVID shot now, get your COVID series, get the first shot and the second shot, wait 14, 21 days, and then start your shingles. So really, we don't want to step on those, so we want to make sure that we're separated as much as we can.
We reported earlier that the positivity rate around here is up. It's the highest it's been in a while. How concerned are you and your colleagues about the numbers in and around Chicago now, Dr. Most?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen our COVID hospitalization numbers yet this morning, but we were creeping up all last week, which is concerning. We had to a point where we had no COVID patients in the intensive care unit, and then last week we added a few. So a couple things. One, the positivity rate appears to be happening in this group of from ages 18 to 39, so it's that younger group, which is good because they're healthy and they may be able to tolerate it quite well, but also difficult because they're seeing vulnerable people. They might see a grandparent, they might see someone with asthma, diabetes. So we're pretty concerned. Whether that's complacency or not, I'm not sure. And I would say, please, everybody, take this seriously. You know, there was a great article in the Tribune yesterday about a patient, Chris Ward, a healthy individual who was a marathon runner and a hockey coach, and it just shared with us the trials and tribulations of his COVID illness. And fascinating to read, and I'm glad he's back on the road to recovery. But anybody who thinks this is just a simple flu, please take the time to read a story about an individual who is very healthy and what happened.
Yes, those stories need to be shared for sure. Dr. Kevin Most, we have an appointment with you next Monday about 6:40 a.m. Talk to you then. Thanks for your time as always.
You got it, Bob. Take care. We'll talk soon.